And turning back to the Vatican, one group who got a special mention at today's Papal Angelus address was the John Paul II Foundation, whose members are in Rome this weekend celebrating their 25th anniversary. Their aim is to see the late Pope's legacy live on. Another group which has been promoting some of the particular elements of the late Holy Father's teachings as they continue to apply to our contemporary world is the Acton Institute, a think tank for the study of religion and liberty. This week, the Institute hosted a conference held here in Rome to look at the themes of globalization and poverty, using as a basis the late pontiff's encyclical Centesimus Annus. One of the key speakers at the event was the Holy See's permanent observer to the UN office in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi. He gave a stark assessment of where poverty reduction efforts have come over the past 6 years since the Millennium Development Goals were drawn up.
I think we have to start with one fact, that most of the African countries south of the Sahara will not meet any of the Millennium Development Goals. So I think that's a kind of red light of alarm. 1 billion people live with less than $1 a day, and 2 billion people live with less than $2 a day. So there is a huge gap between rich and poor in the world still now, notwithstanding enormous efforts made in terms of direct aid for development, giving cash for development to some governments, and also some transfer of technology and know-how. So some of us are looking at this panorama around the world. And the data that are provided by the agencies of the United Nations, on the basis of the very information provided by these agencies, we can see that there has been some kind of a failure in bringing out of poverty most of the world. Now, it's interesting that through the process of liberalization of trade and the globalization of the markets, in the last few years, some 300 million people, especially in China and India, have been moved out. They have graduated, so to say, out of poverty into a more acceptable lifestyle. But what is that compared to the huge numbers that are still in poverty? I think it's a positive achievement that probably points out the road we need to follow in order to help other people to get out of poverty.
Archbishop Silvano Tomasi there, but opening the Acton event held at the Pontifical Urban University was actually Lord Brian Griffiths, an Anglican member of the House of Lords in London and former advisor to Britain's former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. He underlined the importance of recognising the role of Christian thought in the evaluation of such issues of globalisation and poverty.
I would say today that the great danger from a Christian point of view is that the whole debate on globalization is seen almost entirely in secular terms. So the terms of the debate, the way it's conducted, it's all about money, it's about foreign aid, it's about trade liberalization. You know, it's that kind of debate. And we've taken, but we know as Christians that the heart of life is fundamentally spiritual. And I think, therefore, the challenge is, how can we as Christians express our concern, as Jesus did, for the poor? But how also can we ensure that in what we're doing, we're not simply the same as government departments or international agencies, but that we really bring that Christian spirit to bear in the way that we do things? And in Deus Caritas Est, Pope Benedict XVI makes it very clear that the church is an expression of something unique because it is the Spirit of Christ. And I have to say, I have found over 40 years that this is the most relevant thing to our current economic challenges.